Redemption. In the dictionary, it means the action of saving or being saved from sin, error, or evil. To some people, it is a religious word, meaning coming back into the faith. For others, it is a means to gain back fidelity, a way to make up for a wrong. But what does redemption mean here, and can any of us really achieve it? One of the key components to consider in answering this question is the environment. The school talks about responsibility and frequently teaches the religious aspects of redemption. But does the school treat all students the same when it comes to second chances? For sophomore Matthew Yeager, the complex relationship between responsibility and redemption is a delicate balance.
The attitude is like really trying to make you do things yourself and be independent, I'd say. But it's also, and there's also like a emphasis on brotherhood, kind of interdependence, sort of.
However, teachers may see the issue from a completely different perspective.
I think the message is maybe in two words: hard work. I think that's probably the number one thing that we try to establish in the classroom for these kids, is that if you work hard, you can be successful.
Is hard work enough to make room for redemption? Junior Nelson Govia is someone who you might consider a troubled student.
Around me specifically, I feel like I deserve a lot of the punishments that I receive. Sometimes though, especially with me, man, I get some tough punishments, so you never know.
Yeah. So are you called out often in class?
A bunch of times. Probably 2 to 3 times every class.
But he still thinks that there is room for redemption within the school.
I feel like there's always room for redemption, but you only get so many chances. So there's some bad kids that have been at Catholic, got suspended, expelled, come back and turn it all around. So
Mr. Ezai agrees.
Absolutely. And some of my favorite students are kids that have come in and struggled in the beginning and have turned it around and went from having a D to now having a B or an A. So those are my favorite kind of kids, ones that see a problem, you know, and fix that problem and turn things around. So, yeah, I definitely think that's a huge part of what we're teaching here.
Mr. Thomas Handloser is a teacher famous for his stories about funny or difficult students, and usually these stories end with the student coming back 5 years later with a degree in engineering, medical science, or business. He did not want to be recorded, but he told me this. There's definitely room for redemption. For some students, it takes a few months, a year or two. For others, it takes several years. For example, I had this one kid who was very bad in class, always acting stupid and talking, the usual stuff. He did not improve throughout his time at Catholic, but about 10 or so years later, he came up to me at a restaurant, shook my hand, introduced himself, and apologized. While students and teachers may seem to be on opposite sides of everything sometimes, both come together to create the possibility of redemption. As Mr. Handloser says, there is always hope.